Gardening with Gavin from Lee Rowan's Garden World.
Well, it's been a couple of weeks, but we're finally back together again, and Gav joins us on the line here this afternoon. G'day, Gav.
Hello, Mr. Pete. How are you? It's been a couple of weeks. I've missed you.
Well, I've missed you too, Gav, actually.
Yes, I enjoy our talks.
How you been going?
Pretty good, pretty good. A little bit under the pump now because it's spring, but that's a good thing.
Yes, busy time of the year, isn't it?
Yes. Yes, it gets you a good night's sleep.
Yes, yes. Keeps you well and truly off the streets, as they say.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely.
Now, how is the wind going today?
It's not too bad. Yes, it's not ideal, but all my plants are still standing up, which is the most important guide I use.
Yeah, that's always important, that they're standing up straight.
So it's not too bad, because when they lay over, they start to roll around, you can't water them properly, and yes, whatever they're standing up, I can still look after them the way they should be looked after.
Yeah.
Very important.
And the other thing I noticed, I mean, as you know, I was away for a couple of weeks, and
yes.
I was over in Thailand, and the weather over there is just, well, I mean, it's just hot all the time, it's very humid, they have a lot of rain and whatever, so they don't have any worries about having issues with water over there. I can assure you there's no conserving of water over there. And one thing I did notice when I came back, it was still fairly cool here.
Very cool nights, yes, and that's what I've noticed the last few days. Very, very cool nights, but it gets quick. You take your coat off very quickly when you get to work, I can tell you.
Yep, when you get out in the sun and all that sort of stuff, yeah.
It heats up very quickly.
Yeah, okay. Now, today we're talking about all the things that we should be doing in a garden at this time of the year, and, of course, how to get the most out of your garden as well.
Well, that's right. Of course, we haven't talked for a couple of weeks, and there's been many people coming in, and I've been basically saying the same thing. So I thought I'll go through a few of those main points just to make the most. If you're going to spend your hard-earned money on things for the garden, you want it to work properly. And if you want it to work properly, you need to use it correctly. So we start off with top dressing. Now, it is an amazing time of the year to top dress. So you mow your lawn much lower than normal because you don't want those blades of grass to bend over when you put the top dressing on them. You want them to stay standing upright. So you always cut it back a little bit further than normal. So when you put on your 10 to 12 mil, you know, back in the dark ages, we used to say a half an inch, and a half an inch being 25 mil being an inch, a half would be about 10 to 12 mil. So that's what we still work on these days, is that depth of a really good top dressing. Now, the best top dressing you can get is one that has fertilizer already in it. So instead of having that two-part thing about putting on top soil and then having to put fertilizer, get yourself some good top dressing. Now, for example, here we have one called Rocket Top Dressing, and it does exactly that to the lawn. So if you've had damage done to your lawn by, oh, I don't know, the post spiky going backwards and forwards on the same track every day, and you want to level all that out and get that lawn looking really good, well, A, you're going to have to stop him from doing it, but B, get that top dressing on at this time of year. So mow it lower, 10 to 12 mil thick, give it a good water and get it to do its thing. Now, another thing to do with lawns is, of course, weeds. Everybody's been coming in saying that all that rain in the lead up to winter has left them with a lawn full of weeds. Now, A, you have to make sure that you pick the right weed spray for your lawn. If you've got a buffalo lawn and you use the wrong thing, you're going to be in all sorts of problems because it will burn the lawn as well as the weeds, and that will leave you in a worse spot than what you started with. So when you're picking a weed spray, pick something. If you have one of these fabulous buffaloes, you know, the Sawalter or any of the other buffaloes, use something like Buffalo Master or even Bin Dye, because they are both safe to use on buffalo lawn. So that's the first thing. The second thing I tell everybody is we get a lot of people coming in saying, I've mowed the lawn, now I want to spray it. And it's like, well, that's just not going to work because, of course, all the lovely leaves that were supposed to suck in that poison and take it down to the roots are now in the catcher of your mower. So it's not going to work very well. So again, if you're going to use your money to pay money for a good spray for your lawn, make sure you've got that foliage there. Now, we work on the 7-day rule. So 7 days before and 7 days after. Now, the 7 days before is obviously so that you've got plenty of foliage there to suck in that poison, to take it down to the roots and kill the thing out. The 7 days after is, of course, so that you don't go then cut it off and stop it from going down to the roots. So people often say, well, then how long after that do I fertilize? Well, the answer to that is once your weeds are dead. So make sure at least 7 days before, 7 days after, check on your lawn. Make sure that all those weeds, if they haven't died or they've just maybe gone yellow and some of them are a bit stubborn, do the whole process over again. So 7 days before, 7 days after. Only then should you then fertilize or top dress. And the main thing I always tell people is get rid of what you don't want before you fertilize what you do want.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're in a world of trouble because your weeds that you've been desperately trying to get rid of will now then be twice the size. So that's the other thing you want to make sure of. They are all dead by the time you either A, fertilize, or B, top dress. Now, you don't need to top dress every year. You know, people think that there's a thing that you must top dress every year. You don't. You can top dress every second year, maybe every third year. The secret is you must still fertilize. Now, if we're talking buffalo lawns, you must fertilize them at least 3 times a year. It's not a spring-only thing. It's a spring, a summer, and an autumn. So basically 3 months apart, you should fertilize your buffalo lawn 3 times. Now, what that does is keep it thick. And as we know, the thicker a lawn, the less weeds you're going to get, because most of these weed seeds, of course, blow in with this wind, and they blow in from out of the area. They land on your lawn. If it's a little bit bare or a little bit sparse, they'll work their way through the bit of lawn that's there, and then the next time it rains, up your weeds come. Now, if you've got a solid mat of grass, they'll never contact the soil, so they won't germinate. So it's as simple as that. Keep your lawn thick. A thick lawn will repel most weeds to begin with.
Well, there you go.
I mean,
there's a lot of things that you have to take into consideration that maybe some of our listeners are not really realizing what they need to do when it comes to, you know, preparing their gardens and preparing their lawns at this time of the year.
Yes, it's a lot of things that I tend to take for granted being in the business for 45 years, but a lot of people don't. Now, I've been doing this since I was 15 and a half, so a lot of it just comes natural. It's like, well, that's just common sense, but it's not really. It's just that I've always thought that way, and I've got to start realizing that there's a lot of people out there that have nothing to do with gardens except on a weekend, that may work in offices or in other businesses, that really that doesn't come second nature. So we have to remember that, and we have to guide them on the best way when they're using their money to buy these products on how to use them.
And what better guide than yourself, Gav, I would say.
Oh, why not?
Yes, of course, of course.
Yeah. Now, the other big thing at this time of year that I'd like to squeeze in is veggie gardening. Now, it's huge at the moment. Everybody wants fresh vegetables. Everybody wants organic gardening because they want them to taste the best they can. So get them in now. We're selling a lot of tomatoes, cucumbers, lettuce, all those lovely salad vegetables, corn. When you're transplanting your vegetables, please give them a couple of doses of seaweed. Now, Sea Sol, Sea Max, any of those seaweed fertilizers will stop them from getting transplanting shock. It will make sure that when you plant your veggies, they take off straight away. So do them the day you plant them. get a couple of capfuls in a watering can, give them a good dose, and then about a week later, do it again. And that will send your vegetables on a really good journey. And the reason why I'm pushing to get them in now for is a lot of those nasties that hang around and get on our vegetables usually appear in the very humid months of January and February. So if you can get your veggies in now, get your tomatoes in now, get all those in now and pick them and harvest them around Christmas time, then you will avoid all those narky little insects that come with the very humid weather after Christmas, and you won't have to worry about it.
Righty-o. Well, there you go. We've had some great advice on lots of things from Gav from Lee Rowan's Garden World this afternoon when it comes to your vegetables, comes to your lawn, comes to your garden, getting it prepared for this time of the year. And as always, Gav, we better find out where Lee Rowan's Garden World is.
Yes, okay, we're at 381 Hillsborough Road at Warners Bay, so runs all the way from Charlestown down to Warners Bay. We're right down the very Warners Bay end, big two-story building on the, as you come down the hill, we'd be on the left, on the right-hand side, I should say, as you're coming down the hill, and yes, absolutely, and then of course, we have a very good up-to-date website now where you can order all this top dressing and various things, And it's all the W's, LeeRowans.com.
Sounds great. All right, Gav, as always, it's been fantastic to have a chat with you, and thank you very much for all that wonderful advice. And we look forward to, again, speaking to you this time next week.
Absolutely. Next week we'll talk about the wonderful world of citrus.
Good. Yeah, looking forward to that. There he is, Gav, from Lee Rowan's Garden World. Good man. Nosy stuff. And we look forward to the chat, as we say, next Wednesday between 3 and 3:30. Here at 2HD.